Today on The Travel Guys. In the travel news, the Vancouver airport is looking for someone not to go around the world in 80 days. At 2:15, we'll give you a chance to win a $50 gas card just by identifying your favorite airline. Remember Nights at the Drive-In? At 2:20, Becky Rep from American Road Magazine takes you back to the Nights at the Drive-In movie theater. At 2:35, consumer reporter Ed Perkins tells you about the latest fees from the airlines. Could there possibly be good news? And finally, at 2:50 today, we take you on a journey across America's first transcontinental road, the Lincoln Highway. All that and your chance to win a $50 gas card for free coming up today on The Travel Guys.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Now on Route 66.
Mass entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Sunday afternoon to everyone. I am Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is not here. Tom had a little family item he had to take care of today, so we will be flying solo, just you and I today, followed by Patrick Dorenson, the libertarian cowboy, who is already in studio. Pretty exciting stuff. We have a great show for you today. Last weekend, we got a little bit crowded, and one of our interviews we didn't quite get to, that was Becky Rep with American Road Magazine. So she will be joining us a little bit later in the hour, and I'm going to give you some details on how you can call and win a $50 gas card. All that coming up in just a few moments. So let's get rolling, first of all, with the travel news. Ah, 80 days at an airport by choice. I have to admit this one kind of caught my eye. The Vancouver airport is looking for someone who is willing to live at the airport for 80 days and 80 nights and blog about it. Before you go rushing off to apply, however, be warned you have to be a Canadian citizen and live in British Columbia. The assignment starts on August the 17th. The failed Hawaii Super Ferry catamarans are for sale. The final chapter in the story of the failed Hawaii Super Ferry is about to unfold as the owner of the two high-speed catamarans that were built to sail between the islands is attempting to find a buyer for the vessels. The ships are currently owned by the U.S. Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration. The agency purchased the vessels last September for $25 million each at a foreclosure auction. The Akai began sailing from Honolulu to Maui and Kauai in August 2007, but was shut down in March 2009 after the Hawaii Supreme Court ruled that a state law exempting the Super Ferry from an environmental impact statement was unconstitutional. The Super Ferry and its parent company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2009. The second vessel never made it to Hawaiian waters. They are both currently docked in Norfolk, Virginia. The catamarans are being sold together, although the Maritime Administration said it will consider an offer for a single vessel. If you're in the market for a catamaran, there are two for sale. A possible controversy is building in the skies. Delta Airlines plan to add Saudi Arabian Airlines to its SkyTeam alliance of partnering companies would require the American carrier to ban Jews and holders of Israeli passports from boarding flights to New York or Washington bound for Saudi Arabia, prompting outrageous accusations of illegal religious discrimination. The plan apparently is proceeding through negotiations with the goal of having the Saudi airline aboard the Delta Alliance in 2012. That will certainly be one worth watching. A horrible Amtrak crash occurred near Battle Mountain. The train going about 78 miles an hour was put into emergency stop mode and ran into a big truck. We have injuries and stuff all over the place. Two other trucks were the truck driver who hit the train was in his mid-40s. He lives in Battle Mountain. That's a very rural area up in Nevada near the Utah border. Between July 1st and September 30th, Hilton Honors members can choose to earn either double points or double miles for stays at participating Hilton Conrad, DoubleTree, Embassy Suites, Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Hilton Grand Vacation Clubs, or any other Hilton-affiliated property. All of the hotel chains have now announced their fall promotions, so if you are a frequent traveler with one of them, it would behoove you to check in at their website. Nogales, Mexico is trying a comeback. The once bustling streets of jovial, persistent merchants are beckoning tourists into their shops in this Mexican town this weekend just over the Arizona border. The familiar mix of Spanish and English conversation has returned. Across the U.S.-Mexico divide, brutal drug violence has badly bruised border tourism. In Nogales, a tourism district nearly two blocks long from the U.S. border, the center is empty nearly every day. But not so this weekend, as city planners are sponsoring a public event. This one, a three-day tequila festival that began Friday, showcasing Mexico's traditional drink, along with mariachis, dance performances, and a classic car show in an attempt to boost confidence in traveling across the border. And finally, what is kind of a bummer of a travel news segment today, the Queen Mary II failed a sanitation inspection. The government inspectors found a number of violations on the Queen Mary II. As a result, the ship received a score of 84. 85 is the minimum level for sanitation. The ship was checked earlier this month as part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Vessel Sanitation Program, which aims to prevent illnesses on cruise ships. During the visit on June 10th, inspectors found a number of violations, including extremely dirty water and floor tiling in a splash pool, human hair in an ice machine, and various chemicals stored near napkins, paper cups, and utensils. Cunard Line, which operates the QE2, called the ship's most recent grade an uncharacteristically low score. It stressed that on most previous inspections, the ship scored over 95 and achieved the maximum of 100 on three occasions. All I would say is, what have you done lately? And that is the travel news.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Travel Club members, here's your update for June the 27th. We currently have a group exploring Yellowstone National Park with departures to Victoria, Glacier National Park, and the berry farms of the Pacific Northwest coming up in the next 2 weeks. If you're a mature traveler who enjoys the safety and camaraderie of traveling in a group, you can get a complimentary six-month membership in our travel club by visiting our website at www.sportsleisure.com or calling our office at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Your next traveler newsletter will be available July 15th by mail or online, featuring new tours to Costa Rica and winter visits to the Ahwahnee Hotel in Yosemite and Bryce Canyon National Park early next year, plus a cruise with Holland in America to Southeast Asia. Our lucky travel club members today are Susan Ehrlich and Marjorie Gray. Susan Ehrlich and Marjorie Gray, you have until the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure offices to claim $100 in tour cash. And finally, happy birthday wishes to good friends and travelers Nina Hasna and Art Smith. Nina celebrated her 90th birthday yesterday with a big party, and Art celebrates his 90th tomorrow, having just returned from our Lincoln Highway tour this week. Life begins at 90. Congratulations to both Nina and Art on their 90th birthday. And that is your Travel Club update for today. All right, on the Travel Guys today, Tom is away. I am Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations with you. We have a great show for you coming up after the break. Becky Rep from American Road Magazine is with us to talk about an American institution, the drive-in theaters that we see all over the country. But before we talk to Becky and after the break, we'll take some calls from you. I have a $50 gasoline card to give away today from Chevron Oil. It is going to go to one of our lucky callers who calls in between now and 3 o'clock and tells me what is your favorite airline and why. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. What is your favorite airline and why? A $50 gas card goes to one of our lucky callers. 921-1530, 1-800-835-1530. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530. Welcome back to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman today with you. Tom Romano is off on a little family errand today, and it is a pleasure to be here with Aaron and Bernadette and all of the KFPK weekend crew. We are having a little fun today on the Travel Guys. We are asking you, what is your favorite airline? What is your favorite airline and why? And at the end of the program, one of the folks who calls in, we will make an announcement and one of you will win a $50 travel card. Let's take a couple of calls here before we go to our first guest this afternoon. Kim in Folsom. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. What's your favorite airline?
Southwest.
Southwest. Why?
Oh, my gosh. Because they're on time. They're courteous. They don't charge for the bags. They're just a wonderful, fun airline.
Is there anything that about Southwest that you don't like?
No.
Not a single thing?
Not a single thing.
You are a big Southwest fan. All right, yeah. Kim, we have entered you into the drawing, and about 2:58 we'll announce the winner.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Donna is in Placer County. And Donna, what's your favorite airline and why?
Absolutely Southwest. They're almost always on time. They're cheerful. They don't charge for my baggage, and I get air miles and free drink tickets.
Okay, and if you were going to tell Southwest the one thing that they do that really gets under your skin, what would you tell them? How would you tell them to improve?
I don't know. They provide the service that they say they're going to almost very consistently. I don't think I've ever had a bad flight attendant.
Well, you know, and that's a big part of the game, and that's a part of the game that maybe some airline executives don't always understand is we would just like nice people to fly with sometimes.
Yes, but it's price too. I mean, they're very competitive.
Good. Thank you, Donna. We'll put your name and your number into the contest, and we'll announce the winner at the top just before we go off the air.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Roxanne in Yuba City is our next caller. Roxanne, what's your favorite airline and why?
Hello. My favorite would have to be JetBlue.
JetBlue.
Yes, absolutely. They have the best red eye from Sacramento straight to JFK. Amazing. You get there at 6 in the morning, you start your day off in New York City. It's great.
Now, have you ever flown JetBlue to Long Beach, to use their service to Long Beach to get to Southern California?
I haven't, but I have a lot of friends who do. And you can't beat free TVs. You feel like you're on an international flight.
Cool. And let me do the same thing to you. I've asked the other folks, is there anything that you would tell JetBlue that they could do to improve their service?
Well, they do offer food, which is a step above Southwest, but you have to pay for it. So I would ask them maybe to throw in some extra snacks for free.
All right, Roxanne. Thank you for listening to the Travel Guys.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll put you into the mix for the drawing for a free gas $50 gas card. And we have some more callers on the line. We have a guest we need to get to, and then we'll take some more calls and get your favorite airline. Right now, we have Becky Rep from American Road Magazine.
Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys, an entertainment radio program. I'm Tom Romano, across from me, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And on the phone with us, we visited with her once before from the American Road Magazine and website, too. Hi, Becky. Becky Rip. Hi, Becky.
Hi. How are you?
We are doing wonderful, Becky. This is for those of you out there who didn't hear Becky the first time, Becky is our friend who says, friends don't let friends drive the interstate. That's pretty much what
Absolutely. Words to live by.
That's pretty much what you need to know about Becky. Hey, my friend, since the last time we talked, I've been out on the National Road. Getting ready.
Where did you go?
Oh, I drove the whole thing from Cumberland all the way to Vandalia. We're going to do a tour on it next spring, and Baltimore to St. Louis, and because they have airports, and Cumberland and Vandalia don't. Pretty cool. Getting ready to head out on the Lincoln Highway, go Cheyenne to Sacramento. The Lincoln Highway Convention is going to be in Lake Tahoe. Listen to me, I'm just an old roadie person here, and. So you've got a American Road Magazine for our listeners who don't know. It is truly a one-of-a-kind publication that talks about all the things that are along America's roads. And the summer issue is about to come out, Becky. So tell us what's going to be featured in the summer issue of American Road Magazine.
Well, do you like drive-in?
Oh,
drive-in movies?
I love drive-in. I grew up with them. I lived the drive-in movie. This is so perfect for me.
Excellent.
Tell me about this issue.
Well, this issue is all about drive-ins and drive-in movies. And we are featuring 26 drive-ins across North America.
Give us a sneak preview. Give us a sneak preview or two or three or four of your absolute favorites and why.
Oh, well, what was once the biggest drive-in is the Ford Wyoming, now the Ford drive-in,
mm-hmm.
in just outside of Detroit. Have you been there?
No, not at all.
It used to have 9 screens.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is this still operable today?
It still operates. Yep, it sure does. It even operates in the wintertime. I've been to that drive-in, and it was after Thanksgiving, and they were playing Christmas music over the speakers.
Becky, let me ask you, you said there's 26 magazines in this feature story that you guys are, 26 magazines, 26 drive-ins in this feature story that you're doing.
No, that would be about the end of us.
Yeah, exactly.
26 magazines all at once, yeah.
How many drive-ins are left in the country, do you know?
Just under 500.
just under 500. So we are lucky enough to still have one of them operating here in Sacramento.
Right over off of Bradshaw there. That one still exists, and we're pretty excited about it still being there.
It's the time of the year when the cars start lining up and backing up all the way back to the freeway off-ramp on Friday and Saturday nights and stuff. Drive-ins are really an American institution that perhaps a lot of our younger listeners may not be too familiar with.
The one that's on the cover for the summer issue is actually the Spud Drive-In.
So it's in Idaho, then?
You betcha. It's in Idaho. And actually, they just reopened. They had closed for a very short period of time here, and there was an outcry from the community, and they got their funding back, and they are open again. So very thrilled to hear about that. But yes, they have a potato as their mascot.
Well, and drive-ins have been a challenge around the country because they occupy a lot of real estate, and oftentimes that real estate is of greater value than it was when the drive-in was put there. And so it's become a real challenge. But in some communities, saving the drive-in has meant saving a piece of their culture. Becky, in the couple of minutes that we have here, tell us a couple of other things that are in the summer issue of American Road Magazine.
Well, do you recall that Dancing Hot Dog film trailer?
Yes. You mean when you went to the drive-in movies and they would have the snack bar cartoon, if you would, to entice you to go to the snack bar and buy. There would be a little animated hot dog that would dance around the screen, and he would jump into the bun is what he would do.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember it. Absolutely. What about it?
We interview the fellow whose company produced that Dancing Hot Dog, Phil Mack, and the company's been around since 1917. They started producing informational trailers in the silent movie era in 1917.
Interesting. Well, it is an oldie, and then you will see it in the movie Grease when they go to the drive-in.
Yes.
They show it on the screen in the
background. Yes, the hot dog is featured in the movie Grease, yes.
So for all those of you who have never piled four or five people into the trunk of a car and snuck them into a drive-in, for those of you who have never met never met the love of your life in the front or back seat during an extra long movie at the drive-in on Friday nights, why you have really missed a part of American culture. You need to get a copy of the summer edition of American Road Magazine and catch up.
Mark, I have to ask you, can you imagine taking a road trip across the country and going to all these different drive-ins that would be featured in American Road and like stay and watch a movie there and then hit the road?
Tom, just like there are people who do all the ballparks in the country, there are people who do things exactly like that.
I think I could do that.
Well, and right now, my own company is putting together a tour based on the drive-ins, diners, and dives thing.
Yes.
Just picking out a bunch of the places that he's been and turning that into a tour. Becky, we sure thank you for your time. We will remind our listeners again that if they go to TravelGuysRadio.com, they can get the link to American Road Magazine, which I absolutely consider to be one of the best resources for finding that cool, off-the-beaten-track place that there is alive. And you've got a wonderful website, and folks can get a subscription to the magazine, which comes out quarterly, right?
Yes, they sure can. And it's now also available through iTunes through an iTunes app.
Cool. And let's get a couple more callers here on our airline contest before we go to the news. Karen is waiting patiently on the phone. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. What's your favorite airline and why?
Virgin American. And we had a really great experience when we flew with them. And they were just very polite. They let us order food and movies right from our seat. We had our own personal screens to watch, our movies on. And we had my son flying with us, and he was treated really politely. And I just really like, and they have really great mood lighting when you're flying at night. It kind of has like a purple glow to it. And
Gosh.
I just felt really pampered.
All right. Thank you, Karen. We'll put you into the contest for a $50 gas card that we're giving away. Sandy in Sacramento, quickly, what's your favorite airline and why?
Oh, it's got to be Southwest, and it all boils down to that. The free luggage.
The free baggage.
That can make such a difference.
And the public has woken up. Sandy, we'll throw you into the contest also. Jackie and Gail, if you will be kind enough to hail on the phone, we will talk to you after the news with Aaron right now on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. We are the Travel Guy today, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman, without Tom Romano. It sure seems empty here in the studio. I don't have Clayton or Tom or anybody here in the studio with me. But I am working on a very nice Sunday, and we are doing a contest where we are asking you, what is your favorite airline and why? And we have some people who have waited very patiently on hold to be a part of our contest because somebody is winning a $50 gas card at the end of the hour. And so let's go right now to Gail in Sacramento. Hi, Gail.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you for being so patient. What's your favorite airline?
Well, I was going to say you shouldn't feel lonely. You have all of these nice people, your friends in Radio Land, keeping you company today.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay. I would like to say I flew JetBlue for the first time a couple of months ago. I was going from Sacramento to Fort Lauderdale to catch a cruise, and that required that I go to Long Beach to change planes. Long Beach Airport is fabulous.
Yeah, isn't that a great place to make a transfer from? Or even if you had to park a car there, you could walk right out the front door and get it. That's a terrific little airport.
Fabulous. So my impression of JetBlue for the first time was that their staff was real, they were young, enthusiastic, wanted to help you, just casual. You get on board, they're nice, and then they have their little snacks in the back policy where you can just go back if you're hungry, and they've got this stuff laid out, and you just pick and choose. And they're not glaring at you like you took two and you were only entitled to one.
Gail, I can tell you're a big fan. Thank you. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. We'll throw you into the contest for the gas card. And Jackie in Folsom is next. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
What's your favorite airline?
My favorite airline is also JetBlue. I fly down to Los Angeles a lot, and I ask my friends to pick me up in Long Beach because flying into Long Beach from Sacramento is so less stressful than going into LAX.
Is that like the best-kept secret in flying out of Sacramento, do you think, is that Long Beach Airport?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I just love it, and I hope it stays that way. And what I really adore about the terminal is that because it's open air, they have little sparrows that are flying in, and they're just sitting next to you, and they're eating little crumbs that are sitting around. It's just so charming. I just love it to death. So,
thank you, Jackie. Thanks for being a listener, and thank you for your patience. Let's take a couple more callers here. We're finding out what you think is your favorite airline and why. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by our consumer reporter, Ed Perkins, who's going to talk about the latest airline fees. But right now, Judy from Antelope is on the phone. Judy, what's your favorite airline?
My favorite airline's United, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have miles, so I fly to the East Coast a lot. And I can upgrade and fly first class.
Now, you see, that's something that none of the previous callers who have indicated JetBlue and Southwest. And now you're talking about a whole different part of the game, which is flying with a legacy carrier where you can accumulate miles, and those can be used for free tickets, anything that you want in the future.
Yeah, but I buy a ticket and then I upgrade.
And use your miles to upgrade with.
That's right.
And
I like flying first class.
And that first class cabin is important to you.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Judy, thank you for being a listener, and thank you for your call. We will enter you in the contest for the gas card. Beth in Davis, hi. You're on the Travel Guys.
Hey there. I actually have two. I'm an avid fan of Southwest for all the reasons everyone's mentioned, plus the fact that I can change my plane reservations with absolutely with impunity. Other than any change in the actual fare, I don't get my $150 charge for this, that, and the other. It means I can be traveling flexibly when I travel with my family and we want to stay a couple of extra days. No big deal. I love that part.
I could not agree with you. Could not agree with you more. Thank you, Beth. We'll throw you into the list also. By the way, what we're doing here is just asking folks, what is their favorite airline and why? 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Jack in Shingle Springs is up next here on the Travel Guys. Jack, what you got to say?
Well, I travel a lot. I fly for a living. And I fly all the airlines, but I take Southwest because not only do they have the most competitive prices, they also have the best on-time schedule and connection schedule, which some of the others don't. And they also, the free baggage is important, which none of the other airlines have. And also, let me see, there's one other. Oh, okay, under miles. You know, I've been I'm a member of almost all of them.
Right.
Southwest is the only one you can really use to get a ticket when you want to. The rest of them will put you back as far as a year. And Southwest, like a previous caller said, you can change your date and times that you want to leave, and no cost. All the rest of them charge you. So it's been good to me.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your comments. Thanks for being a Travel Guys listener. David in Citrus Heights, what's your favorite airline?
Well, my favorite airline for many, many years has actually been Horizon Air.
I think
that, which is the sister with Alaska Airlines. Impeccable customer service. You can't beat the free beer and wine on every flight.
and are you aware of the fact that the Horizon name is actually going away?
I know, and I'm so upset with their corporate for doing that. You know, I'm still going to fly Alaska because I love the company. I think they have some of the best employees in the entire industry. But they still have the Horizon operated by. But yeah, you're right. The Horizon Air carrier is starting to go away, which makes me very sad.
Well, David, I so you fly up to Portland often with Horizon to Boise.
Actually, to Seattle. And that's where I would do a lot of my connecting flights out of, just because of, and plus they have a great mileage plan, which I know a caller has referred to for another airline.
Yeah, probably the friendliest mileage plan of any of the major carriers in the country, I would say.
Absolutely.
with Alaska/Horizon. All right, David, we'll put you in for the $50 gas card. Thank you for being a Travel Guys listener. Anna is next on the phone. Anna, what's your favorite airline?
Southwest.
And why?
Affordable price, and the luggages are not extra charge.
Okay. And is there anything you would suggest to Southwest? If you could tell them one thing that they could do to improve their service, what would you tell them?
Improve their snacks.
Improve their snacks. Okay. All right. Anna, we'll put your name into the contest also. Let's take one more here before we go to a break. Sandy in El Dorado Hills, what's your favorite airline?
Southwest
again. And does that have to do with the baggage fees? What else?
That's my number one. I just wish that they would extend, like, I'm from Alabama. I'd like to go see my family, at least get into Mobile.
Ah.
I still fly them to New Orleans, but I think more people are going to stay with Southwest because of the baggage thing, eventually.
And you don't mind making an hour drive to Mobile from New Orleans, especially if you can get your bags on the plane for free?
Well, I mean, I'll always go into Mobile, but... You know, I haven't been there for a couple of years. I have cancer, so I haven't flown for a couple of years. But, you know, I like Southwest. I think it's a good airline. Everybody knows it's Joe Frilza, and that's why they go. And I think saving money is, like, the way to go.
Thank you, Sandy, very much for your comments. We're giving away a $50 gas card to one of our listeners. We'll announce that listener's name a couple minutes before we go off the air. I am Mark Hoffman. You're listening to The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. When we come back, Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, will join us live. All right, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Welcome back. It is a Sunday afternoon. Mark Hoffman here without Tom Romano, who is away today. He will be back in studio with me next week. We are joined right now on the phone from Ashland, Oregon, by our consumer reporter, Ed Perkins. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon to you.
And, Ed, we've been sitting here today. One of the things that we have been doing is I'm flying solo today. Is taking an airline survey. What airline is your favorite airline? And I've been asking folks this. And one thing that has been incredibly interesting in this hour, and of course this is just a random, I don't pretend this is a scientific sampling, but we've taken 17 votes on and off the air, and only one person has voted for what we would call a legacy carrier.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Half the votes fully have gone to Southwest and JetBlue, yeah, which has a very limited schedule in Sacramento, only a few flights a day to Long Beach and an overnight to New York, is proving to be the second best. And the comments really, Ed, are running pretty much, well, they're nicer people. They're on time. They don't nickel and dime me. I wonder if there is, if there's anybody listening from any of the legacy carriers out there, I have a business model for you.
Yep, you do. And I would, those votes are right along the line of my preferences, too. I prefer JetBlue because, I mean, again, if it goes where you want to go, when you want to go, because you get way more legroom than on any other airline. And I think, to me, that's very important. So, in addition to that, they're good about fees. The one check bag, no fee.
And, you know, Ed, that's kind of my feeling is that and bless Southwest for the two bags. But that's starting to show up in the, underneath in the airfares, really. And to me, one bag, that doesn't that just kind of seem like a logical policy to you? Is
yes,
to tell folks that one bag is included with your fare. And if you want to bring a bunch of junk after that, then you have to pay extra.
I agree with that 100%, although it seems to be a case that Southwest's ad campaigns about the two bags without paying and the no fee to change a ticket, those are getting some real traction in the marketplace.
Yeah, and I think our little unscientific survey today probably proves that.
Well, yeah, but it's not as if your unscientific survey disagrees with any of the more scientific surveys out there. Southwest and JetBlue turn up in number one and two in just about everything I've seen lately.
And not surprising. Ed, you written opined about some new airline fees last week. Share that with us.
What I've been thinking about is that you see a lot of talk in the press about hidden fees, and I don't think they're all hidden, and I think there's a big difference between the ones that are hidden and the ones that aren't. The worst ones, in my book, are the ones that Allegiant and Spirit charge, $8 to $10 to book on the to book their your reservations and buy your tickets online. The only way you can avoid a fee is by schlepping out to the airport and, you know, paying a parking fee and doing all that stuff so that you don't have to buy your ticket online. To me, that's a scam. I mean, online.
That's like a reservation fee for buying a ticket to a concert online, for God's sake. I mean, you're doing all the work. And because you don't – and what they're calling it, a convenience fee. And, you know, if you talk to people, they say exactly what you just said. Well, you don't have to drive to the airport, so that makes it a convenience.
Yeah, and to me, that's just a complete scam, and I've written about that, and I will continue to do that. Not that my writing will have much effect. Then there's an intermediate class of fees, what I call them the because-we-can fees, that sort of, in a way, they're zero-sum games. They give some people an edge up, which means that the other people are the people who don't get these things are going to be a little worse off. It's like early boarding, early access to the storage bins, and so on. And sure, if you want to get on the airplane first, you pay more. But what that means is if you didn't want to pay, then your chances of finding enough space in the overhead bin for your bag is not as good as it otherwise would be. So, I mean, I'm not real happy with those, but they're there. And then the ones that I think are reasonable are the ones that actually do add to an airline's cost. And that even includes checked baggage, because handling the bags does cost money. Now, I think JetBlue and Southwest are doing a real good job by saying, no, we'll take care of that, but those do cost money, so do meals, snacks, that kind of stuff. And those are not hidden. I mean, the airlines are pretty well upfront about telling you, yeah, we're going to charge you for this.
Ed Perkins is our guest today, our consumer reporter. Ed, thanks for the rundown on the airline fees. Is there any of these that to you would automatically say yes to?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you were getting on the airplane, you had a lot of carry-on stuff. You knew you were going to have a lot of carry-on luggage that maybe paying a few bucks to get on early might be to your benefit. I guess we could make that argument.
Yes, it would be. Definitely. It'd be to your benefit and probably for a lot of people worth the fee, which generally isn't much, maybe 10 bucks or something like that.
So jumping up in line, of course, that eventually what we're going to have is people leapfrogging over each other for, you know, who is willing to pay the most to be first in line, I guess.
Yeah, auction it off the way they do when they got over, when they've oversold a flight.
Ed, thanks for a few minutes of your time today. Ed writes for Smarter Travel, and you can find a link to Ed's work on our website at travelguysradio.com. And Ed, we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Hope so.
All right, thank you. Ed Perkins with us today on the Travel Guys. I have just come back from a really exciting journey all the way across the country. I didn't do it all at once. We traveled the old Lincoln Highway in three sections over the last 26 months, from New York all the way, finishing in Sacramento on Friday afternoon. The first leg was 2 years ago. It was from New York to South Bend, and then we went from Chicago to Cheyenne last year and just finished this week Cheyenne to Sacramento. If you're not familiar, the Lincoln Highway was commissioned 98 years ago as America's first transcontinental road. And not Transcontinental Railroad, Transcontinental Road. And so I asked a few of the folks who were on the trip with me what they had thought about this journey across this across America, the main street of America, on the Lincoln Highway. So tell me why you like the Lincoln Highway.
The Lincoln Highway has got wonderful attractions, side attractions.
What was your favorite?
Probably Wendover Air Station to see where the Enola Gay started, because my husband was on Tinian when Paul Tibbets flew the Enola Gay out to bomb Japan.
Okay. I've been on all of these trips from New York on, and so I enjoyed the Gettysburg, and going to Arnie Palmer's La Trobe Country Club was wonderful, and seeing Notre Dame University was very special to me.
Never laughed so hard in my life and shared so many fun stories.
I love the story about moving the house. I would have loved to have been on that float and waved to the people. That would have been great.
Harriet, what do you remember most about the Lincoln Highway?
Well, I remember walking across the bridge over the Mississippi, but that had been the original Highway 40 bridge that was no longer used, and we walked over it.
Art, how about you? What do you think? What do you remember?
I'll tell you, Mark, since I knew nothing at all about the Lincoln Highway until Sports Leisure came up with a great idea. We went for three years now. We've toured the highway, and I've enjoyed very much meeting all the people who are we've seen along the line. They were so dedicated to the fact that they want to make the Lincoln Highway the best thing it can do.
Pat, what'd you think?
Well, it's one of the greatest experiences of my whole life, and the thing that impressed me the most was the Wheat Growers Hotel and what that little town is trying to accomplish. I can't imagine. It's going to take four decades to do it. They're all very passionate. And what the other thing I saw was a lot of these little, small, isolated towns, they have great commemoration of their veterans and their people that are serving in the services. I was most impressed with that.
Gary, what did you think was most impressive about the Lincoln Highway?
Well, I like the first part of it because we went through the Gettysburg area, and I just, and, you know, I'm a history buff. I love the old Civil War, and I really like the being able to stand where the great battles were fought in Gettysburg, seeing how, you know, the defensive systems of the Yankees and how the Confederates had to cross so much land in order to get to the Yankees, that it was basically an impossible thing to have happen.
Sherry, what'd you think about it?
Well, there's two things. One thing is that we got to go from east to west and just see places that we would have never seen. I mean, that's number one. And number two is the camaraderie. And we're sort of like a family here, especially all the people that came from, you know, the 3 years. So it's a great, I loved it all.
That potato chip factory we got to go through and had that lovely
potato chips right off the line.
Yes.
Potato chips right off the line. Mm-hmm.
I think the Opera House, the way they fixed it up, and then the performance we saw that night was a highlight in Eureka. And in the total thing, there's so many things that we saw on the first part that you just can't mention them all.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, I enjoyed the Bonneville Salt Flats and the tour of Wendover, the air base there. That was interesting, and I think it's a spot that not too many people see. You drive past it, but you don't stop to see it. And I enjoyed the opportunity to visit both those spots.
Tell us about the Lincoln Highway. What'd you like?
Where we stopped and seen the big boulder with the tree growing out of it. I thought that was very fascinating.
I really enjoyed Eureka and the time with Wally. He really made the trip a lot of fun. Yeah, so much to see.
Bev, what'd you think?
Oh, I loved the pronghorn antelope. We must have seen 30 of them, and I loved them. But best of all is being on the coach, being up high, and you can see forever.
I made the trip across country with some really, really wonderful people. If you didn't have the opportunity to join us, why, I suggest that one day, if you're somebody who likes to be, as Becky said, friends don't let friends drive the interstate. If you're someone who likes that off the beaten track thing, why, you should join us sometime on one of our highway tours. Thanks to all the folks who traveled with me and to the people in South Lake Tahoe, the Lincoln Highway Association, who made us feel so welcome at their final night banquet on Thursday night up at the top of Heavenly Valley. That was just really a treat. Okay, a reminder that you can find information from any of the guests on today's program by going to travelguysradio.com. If you want more information on American Road Magazine, you will find Becky's information right there, travelguysradio.com. Also, there's some really cool stuff there that will help you be a smarter traveler. Check out our website. We'll be back with you next Sunday with a special 4th of July weekend edition of the Travel Guys. Remember, we are the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. See you next Sunday.